champion, Joe Palooka.
In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling, action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka.
To clear his fighter, Joe Palooka, of the carnival murder charge, Nobby Walsh has agreed to manage One Round Dortch, a disreputable carnival fighter. Dortch, it seems, is the last possible suspect in the case. Because all the evidence in the crime is against him, Joe leaves Midville with his hobo friend Rusty. The two go to Zinktown, Colorado, where Joe was injured after saving the lives of six miners in a mine cave-in. Because Zinktown is such a lonely, out-of-the-way place, Joe decides to stay there even though he cannot work in the mines because of his back injury. And so Hank Grundy, Rusty's friend, gets Joe a job as a handyman around Mr. Milch's billiard hall. A queer fate indeed for our hero. And now, while Nobby travels to Circle City with the carnival and the killer, we join Joe in Zinktown on a strange job for the world's heavyweight champion. But first... Now, episode 42, Trouble Brewing. Joe Palooka, now known as Harold Manshevsky, has been working in Mr. Milch's billiard hall for several days now. Joe has quietly taken the jibes and taunts of Clint Emily, mine foreman, to avoid any more trouble. However, Della, Mr. Milch's daughter, seems to have taken an interest in the new handyman at her father's place of business.
You know something, tall and handsome? I can't figure you out.
I guess nobody can. I can't myself.
A guy with a bill like yours working in a joint like this, taking the guff from a lot of roughnecks. What's the matter, Softy?
If you can help around here, Miss Della, I guess I can.
Oh, I just do it because Dad needs a hand. I don't know. The old man's awful hard to get along with, but, well, someone's got to look after him.
And you're calling me the Softy, huh?
Well, I don't know why I shouldn't work here. I can't work in the mines. But after all, the other men around here work in the mines.
I worked in the mines until I hurt my back.
Oh? Were you caught in that cave-in a few days ago?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was caught in that.
Oh, well, that's too bad. You know, I heard that cave-in was Clint Emily's fault.
Yes, I guess he should have had some safety measures in there that he didn't have. Of course, you really can't blame one man for something like that. Accidents do happen.
Oh, Clint's a good-for-nothing if I ever knew one. When he comes around here, you'd think he owned the place.
Yes, Mr. Emily is hard to get along with.
Yeah, I understand you two have sort of a feud going on.
Well, Clint's a fellow who seems to like to make trouble. I don't want any trouble.
Are you sure your back's hurt real bad?
Well, not real bad, but bad enough, I guess.
I still think you ought to work down in the mines and show Clint Emily.
I'm sorry that you don't believe me, Della. I would work in the mines if I could. I know what you're driving at. You think I'm kind of yellow, don't you?
Well, since you ask me, I'll give it to you straight. Yes, I do.
That's what I thought.
Now, look here, Harold. What would a girl think? I mean, here you are...
You don't have to explain it, Della. I think I know what you mean.
All the men are saying you're lazy because you work here instead of the mines.
Lazy's not being yellow.
Well, you certainly aren't acting like very much of a man as far as Clint Emily's concerned.
I don't want trouble.
He's no bigger than you are. I just think you're afraid of getting that baby face of yours messed up a little.
Rusty! Oh, Rusty! Rusty!
Over here, Harold.
Just a minute, Rusty.
How's it going, son?
Oh, not too bad.
Don't tell me old man Milch let you out for an hour.
Well, I worked hard and got all my work done. I wanted to talk to you, Rusty. I knew that you'd be coming out of the mines long about now.
Yeah, I imagine it gets pretty lonely up at the pool hall, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I have a few people to talk to. Della Milch's daughter is around, you know.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to Hank Grundy. Said that he spoke to her the other day. I understand she's picking on you, too, huh?
Picking on me? What do you mean, Rusty?
Well, that's just what I hear, son. What Hank says, Yeah, the Della's kind of making it miserable for you, too.
What do you mean, too?
Well, certainly Clint Emery doesn't go out of his way not to make trouble for you. And old man Mills isn't the pleasantest person in the world.
Yes, I guess I don't have too many friends in Zinktown. But it's good to know that I have one real friend here anyhow. At least I know you understand me, Rusty.
Oh, yes, I understand you, Harold, but...
But what, Rusty?
This is a most inappropriate time to tell you.
Tell me what?
Well, you're feeling low and everything, but... Well...
What are you driving at, Rusty?
It's just... Well, I guess I better not.
Come on, Rusty, tell me. You've got me curious now. Oh, besides, I don't feel low, really.
You can't hide it, Harold. You're not a very good actor. I can tell just by looking at you that things aren't going the way you want them to.
They haven't gone the way I've wanted them to since the fight. I mean, since a long time. But what is it that you have to tell me, Rusty?
Wait a minute. I've got it. Why don't you hit the road with me?
Hit the road?
Sure. Some new place. Let's get away from all this. New faces, new sights, new people. Why,
Wait a minute, Rusty. You mean... You're planning to leave Zinktown?
Well, who wants to hang around a place like this? Why, we ought to hit the bright lights, Hollywood, glamour.
This doesn't sound like you, Rusty. What's the matter?
Well, to tell you the truth, Harold, I'm getting a little low. I'm tired. I can't work in the mines like this. I guess it wasn't so bad when you were down there. You kind of carried my load, too. But I just... can't handle the job now, that's all. Clint Emley's driving me pretty hard. He knows I'm a friend of yours.
Why, that... So he's picking on you, too, huh? I ought to...
Now, take it easy, Harold. Getting sore won't help. Clint Emley hates us. He's a big boy around here. Now, the best thing we can do is clear out of Zinktown.
Someday I'm going to take a poke at that fella.
No, don't start anything, Harold. And besides, you just can't risk it.
Yes, I know, Rusty. That's why I have to stick here. You said yourself that I'll never find another place where nobody knows nothing about nobody like they do in Zinktown. I couldn't find a better hideout than this.
Son, why don't you quit worrying about all this hiding out? Maybe it isn't at all necessary.
No, let's not go into that, Rusty. It is necessary. I wish it weren't, but I just have to stay in a little out-of-the-way place like this. There's no other way. I have to stay here, even though Della thinks I'm yellow and Milch rides me and Clint Emily's trying to start a lot of trouble. I have to stay here, Rusty. You're right. I can't risk going someplace where they might know me.
Then you won't hit the road with me?
No, Rusty.
Well, you're declining a most cordial invitation, Harold. Look. We'll pick out a new name. We'll start all over.
I would want to, really. Just to stick with you, Rusty, to know that I've still one real friend. But I just can't risk it. I can't risk it.
I think I know what you mean. So, Della thinks you're yellow, huh?
Yes, I guess she doesn't really believe that I hurt my back in the mine accident.
And I guess she doesn't know the truth about that either. How you saved 6 miners. Boy, things really don't get around this town. If there's something bad about you, it does get around town all right. It seems that any time a fella does something halfway decent, why, that's the sort of thing people forget. But just step out of line a little and everybody knows about it. Wish I had the time to tell Della the truth about you in that cave-in.
Time? What do you mean, you wish you had the time?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed it, but we happen to be heading for the railroad tracks.
You mean you're pulling out right now, Rusty?
Now's as good a time as any. Everything I have in the world's right on my back, so I don't see why I shouldn't catch the 420.
I don't exactly like the idea.
Then come with me, Harold. How about it, son?
No, I'm going to stay here, Rusty. It's the only thing I can do.
We make a pretty good team, Harold.
Yes, I guess we do.
Well, here she comes.
Look, Rusty, I don't know if I'll see you again, but in case you ever get to New York, well... I used to be a fighter. Drop around to Stillman's gym there. Describe me. And if I ever do get back, well, they'll know where you can find me.
Sure, Harold. Sure, I don't know if I'll ever get to New York again either, but in case I do, I'll look you up. So you're really going to stay here, huh?
Yes, I think it's the only thing I can do, Rusty, really.
Yeah, I know, kid, but... Well, here she comes. Slows up here, you know. You still haven't changed your mind, Harold?
I was going to say, have you changed yours, Rusty?
Look at that, a wide-open boxcar, and we just got to hop on. Come on, Harold, we'll take her on the run, eh? Come on, Harold, come on.
Don't go, Rusty, don't go. Rusty! So long, Rusty!
So long, son. So long.
Gone. Rusty's gone. I guess that leaves me all alone.
All alone, Joe, discouraged, injured, forsaken, now the friendless Harold Manshefsky faces a cold, hard mining town and Clint Emily. Here is a test for a real champion. In just a minute, we'll tell you about the next episode of Joe Palooka. But first... Clint Emily comes a-calling. So don't miss the next exciting episode in the thrilling story of...
Our winner and still world's heavyweight champion, Joe Palooka!